Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is targeting better squad depth to deal with another long season after Manchester United's Europa League exit to Sevilla, which he called disappointing. United were knocked out at the semi-final stage for a third time this season. They had the best possible starting clone when Bruno Fernandes converted from the spot inside 9 minutes, but former Liverpool winger Suso levelled things up for Sevilla just before the half-hour mark. United were improved after the break, but wasted chance after chance, and they were made to pay when Luke de Jong tapped home late on, with some poor defending also to blame. Solskjaer says he wants to add more bodies to his team to deal with what is hopefully another extended campaign in Europe when they will take their place back in the Champions League. Meanwhile, United have reportedly joined the race for in-demand Brighton defender Ben White. White impressed on loan at Leeds last term, and the Whites are still hopeful of striking a deal to take the 22-year-old to Elland Road permanently. But they have already seen a bid of £35 million rebuffed, with the Seagulls rating White at closer to £50 million. That may price out the Yorkshire club, and according to reports, each of the top six clubs have made contact with Brighton. It is believed Liverpool are showing the strongest interest, but bitter rivals United have joined the race, with Chelsea also pondering a swoop along with Leicester, Tottenham and Manchester City. And finally, Tahith Chong says he is delighted after completing his move to Werder Bremen. The Man United winger has joined Werder on a season-long loan after several weeks of haggling between the two clubs. United boss Solskjaer had been eager for Chong to depart for regular first-team football, and the Dutch youngster arrives at Werder with big expectations. Before the deal was signed off, Chong had already been cleared by Solskjaer to take part in his first training session at Werder on Sunday. And speaking, Chong said, "I'm very excited to get to know the team, my teammates and the club. I'm really looking forward to the season." That's all for now. We'll have more later.